91X News.
It's 19 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. 73-year-old Bill DeShane is still missing from 2 days ago from the Dundas Street East and Bleecker area. He was then allegedly seen near the boat launch at Keegan Parkway at about 6 p.m. 2 days ago. DeShane is described as 5'5", 140 pounds, gray hair, and a thin mustache. He has no teeth. He was last seen wearing jeans with a striped beige shirt and striped jacket. Belleville Fire resisted police in a search overnight, but the man still hasn't been located. Citizens are urged to help find Mr. DeShane. Anyone with information is urged to call Belleville Police. An event intended to bring exposure to the sexual violence in the lives of women is set for tonight. Take Back the Night is put on by the Sexual Assault Center of Quinte, Quinte Healthcare, and Three Oaks. Tonight's program will include stories from three local women who will share their experiences, as well as a march where women and children are encouraged to join. It happens in Belleville's Market Square tonight, beginning at 6 p.m.
By the time we get to the part where the actual march, people are usually pretty charged up at that point because it's a chance for us to march and to holler and to do our chants. And right on the street, downtown Belleville, and I know that it kind of ties up traffic for a little bit, but it's usually very, very well received, and we usually get a lot of support.
At Loyalist College's second annual 48-hour film festival, students were forced to work a ladle, the color orange, and the phrase "avoid it at all costs" into their film. Sean Macy has more details about the event.
Members of Team White Balance went home happy after coming in first place last night. Each member of the team brought home $100 for their victory at the Shark Tank. Team White Balance crew member Liam O'Neill enjoyed helping out younger students.
Whenever you go out and you work with somebody that's never been around a camera before, like especially a first year that's just coming into this industry, it's great to get them behind a camera and to actually work with it.
O'Neill and his teammates won with their spoof horror film about a killer with a ladle. The Book Report and Ladle Man came in second and third place respectively. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
A provincial police officer was taken to hospital as a precaution after a rollover accident near Chatham, Ontario. Police say the officer was making a traffic stop on Highway 40 on Wednesday night when another vehicle moved in front of the police cruiser. The officer took evasive action to avoid a collision, and the police vehicle rolled and ended up in a ditch. No other injuries were reported. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier with 91X Sports. In Junior A, Whitby and Kingston play at 7 p.m. tonight. Burlington and Brampton play at 7:30. And in Empire B, Amherst View visits Picton, also at 7:30. In OHL hockey, the Belleville Bulls are traveling to Peterborough tonight to take on the Peets at 7:05. Other games include Kingston against Brampton at 7, Mississauga and Niagara also at 7, Saginaw at Windsor at 7:05, and Owen Sound and Barrie at 7:30. There are 8 games in the NHL tonight. Canadian teams playing are Ottawa against Boston at 7 p.m. Montreal welcome Tampa Bay at 7:30. Calgary is hosting Phoenix at 9 p.m. And Vancouver is in San Jose at 10:30. The Toronto Blue Jays played their final game of 2011, scoring 2 runs at the top of the ninth on bases loaded walks in a 3-2 win over the White Sox. Toronto finished the year with 81 wins and 81 losses. Meanwhile, the Florida Marlins surprised no one by naming Ozzie Guillen as their new manager. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series heads down to Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware this Sunday afternoon for the running of the AAA 400. Sprint Cup driver Jimmy Johnson says he's ready to go.
You're going so fast there. When something goes wrong, you hit the wall hard and probably collect someone or more with you. But I look at Dover as a huge opportunity. That's been a great track for me over the years. We've won a lot of chase races there. It's my favorite racetrack, and I smile when I think of Dover. I'm ready for it.
That's sports. Here is Miller Reynolds with 91X Weather.
This afternoon, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 15 degrees, 40% chance of showers later in the afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm, and a high of 19 degrees. Friday morning will have scattered showers and a low of 15. It's currently 19 degrees. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM.